And now I would like to welcome to the Broadview and Denise Young, who is a student of the Multicultural Leadership Program. Welcome to the show, Denise.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's great because Sonia is here, and Sonia was telling us what the Multicultural Leadership Program is. What is it, in your words, being a student in the program?
Being a student, for me, it's about learning about the community and about my inner leadership. I mean, I know about my professional leadership, but this program is to give me a chance to really understand what it is about me internally that makes me a great leader.
And what do you do in your other life?
I work for Country Financial, and I'm in the Inclusion and Diversity Department.
Oh, so they really are trying to broaden out the diverse population of Country?
Yes, we have a lot of programs in place for understanding diversity and what makes people unique and how that helps the bottom line of our company.
How did you become interested in Multicultural Leadership Program here in McLean County?
Fortunately, last year I got a chance to be a mentor and had a little bit of understanding. Not a lot, because I wasn't a true part of the class. And this time I said, I'm going to be a part of it. I really want to understand all of it. So that's what brought me into it.
Well, that's great, because here now, Sonia, you were a mentor too, Sonia, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And the same thing happened to me, except I got involved totally in the program by heading the curriculum this year. Last year, I just helped a little bit, and then suddenly, I mean, it was like, I can't let go. I think this is a very special program. In fact, in searching the country, the whole United States, for a program like this, we couldn't find one. And I have to credit Pawnee Item for creating it with the help of many, many good people.
Yes, his vision has been really fabulous for the Multicultural Leadership Program. But since you ladies both were mentors to the people, it's very interesting that Denise is now actually in the program as a student. What is it that the mentors do that the listeners would like to know about?
Well, I'll tell you, the way a listener should think is, think about your life and who might have caused you to take the right path. Don't think about the ones that caused you to take the wrong path. But when
right.
you think about them, you'll be amazed, because you remember the exact name, you remember the exact moment that it happened. So we have mentors because, as Denise said, you're learning about yourself and your inner passions, and questions will spring up. Well, who can you turn to? These mentors know what the course, the curriculum is. They understand the timing of it, and there are like at least four events that they attend together. So the mentor is to provide guidance for this person in their journey of self-discovery. Now, could I add one more thing? There's one more thing about, we also have projects, as I'd mentioned, and they're project mentors, because the teams that complete a project within the 8 months that they have, they could use guidance too as to what they're learning. So there's two levels of mentors.
And also, as a mentor, I found that I could add some information, help them throw things off of me, or in a safe environment where we could talk, and I could feel some of those things that they were going through and head them off, or saying, I don't know, let's work on this together, because that may be an issue that I may face down the road as well. So as a mentor, it kind of helped both people grow.
That's an important part of it, isn't it, Sonia?
Oh, yes. It's really a partnership, and the mentors learn as much as the mentees. And one thing I found interesting is someone said to me, if something pinches, in other words, if something that the mentor says bothers you, you might want to face it. That may be your best learning experience. We don't want mentors that just say, oh, everything's wonderful. We don't want Pollyanna mentors. We want mentors that guide and give insight. And I think we've got a great, great group this year.
So in the Multicultural Leadership Program, the people are kind of recruited or accepted into the program with the support of their employer. And they pay some tuition, but they get all kinds of mentoring and also all kinds of teaching, right?
Correct.
It's really blatant teaching. I mean, it doesn't sugarcoat it. It's like how to be a better leader.
That's right. Through yourself. Through your inner strengths, instead of out there, here's the techniques you can pick up if you feel like it.
Ooh.
So it always starts with, what are you passionate about? Because you'll know how to apply the techniques you learn. It's very experiential, too. You know, we've removed, we had a few more lectures last year, and it's much more experiential this year.
Yeah, I think I agree. The thing so far that I've been through is understanding my strengths and my Myers-Briggs, and I was quite surprised at how well they overlapped. So it gave me pause to say, am I doing the right thing? Am I being fulfilled? Or the things that I'm looking for here? Or where should I be? I mean, so I never thought about the inner me of my passions, my belief, my core values, and how they must relate to what I do to be fulfilled.
Wow, that's really deep there, Denise. I mean, that sounds like a program where you can really find out so much more about yourself in order to go a lot further in your whole life.
Exactly. That is what I see. I know what to do on my job. I know what to do, but how do I match a person who is different from me so that we both are successful? How do I look at who I am and say it's okay to say no to some things because I don't believe in it. It doesn't fit who I am, and be okay. So I've gotten this part of being permission to say no to some things.
Ah, women don't have an easy time with that usually.
No.
Saying no.
So far that has been the one thing I'm walking away with. And it's only been, 2 weeks, I think, of the program. And I've already had this aha moment for me personally.
That is cool. Okay, so the program started just a couple weeks ago. You've been through several hours, though, of training already,
yes.
Correct? You did mention Myers-Briggs, though. And so there might be some people that out there that would say, well, what's Myers-Briggs? Could you discuss what you went through with that?
It was questions, a lot of questions, and we had to answer them. And then it came back to tell me the type of person. Am I an introvert or extrovert? And typically, I would say that I am an introvert. So this would be putting me out of my comfort zone, but that's okay. I'm growing from this experience. So Myers-Briggs lets you know where you feel comfortable and understanding the other people. So I understand who I am, but I can work with the people who are different.
And not only can she work with it, she will be asked to, because we use what we learned about her style of thinking and her extrovert-introvert tendencies, and then we mix it up. In other words, the teams are not, they don't get to vote on which team they want to be on.
Ooh, they don't.
No, they're put on teams so there's a mixture of styles so they can all work together and really hash out how to build a relationship with people who are different. And they've got 8 more months to hash it out.
Oh, 8 more months. You got
8 months.
Just started. If you just joined us, you're listening to WJBC, and I have Sonia Mao, who is one of the leaders of the Multicultural Leadership Program this year, and also one of the students who was a mentor last year, Denise Young. You know, since you were both, Denise, even though you've only been there for a couple weeks now, talk a little bit about the difference in going through the program actually versus kind of having an overview of it.
This time I get to see all of the programs. I mean, my mentor, we talked about the issues that they were working on, how I could help them, but I never got a true picture of all of the different classes that they go through. So it's just like I've never been a part of the program. My part was just to be the mentor and help them through theirs. But this time I am going through all of those lessons. I get to grow as well. So I see it as though, yes, I was a part of it, but this is all new for me now.
It's a real strength of the program to say that a mentor who saw a little bit of it last year was willing to go through all the work this year, Denise.
Yes, I'm excited about it.
Was it hard for you to make that decision?
Not at all.
You were thinking of it as an opportunity instead of a challenge?
Yes.
Well, let's speak of challenges. So what are the challenges that have been so far for you in the program?
So far, I think it will come down to my time commitment.
Oh, which time.
We're
busy women.
Yes, we'll do that. And the other part is about opening up, you know, sharing who I am. That is something that I'm not comfortable with because we're trained, unfortunately, as female in a corporate environment. We have to keep a lot of things in. So this will be an opportunity for me in the environment of my teammates to open up and know that I'm a part of a family who will support me as I go through this growth of being more open.
Oh, you're very honest and open about the way you're talking about your experiences, Denise. Now, Sonia, the program has only started and it'll end about April, but already the plans for the coming year, the next year's class, seem to be brewing. Can you talk a little bit about if people are out there thinking, gosh, this sounds like a really great opportunity that I'd like to look into, Where and when could people start thinking about looking into this for themselves?
I think you can inquire anytime at the bnmclp.com website. And we have a recruiting period where people who want to nominate qualified leaders who want to grow, as Denise is describing, can nominate them. And then there's a process of review. Actually, it's like three or four levels before we accept you in the program. Now, I do want to also mention that we actually have a huge range. This year we have a housewife who happened to have a college degree, but she's not working. And last year we had a waitress. And we are looking for diversity in profession, in ethnic, in age. Because last year we had a range of 55 to, I think, 24. So we're looking for anyone who's interested in this kind of leadership development who lives in McLean County.
And I will say even they even have some white guys in the class.
Oh, yeah, we're looking for them.
Yes.
And that really interested me. I thought that was really great because, you know, sometimes they're thinking that maybe they're the new minority. And so, A, the diversity includes them too, right?
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Denise, what would you want to make sure that we know about MCLP, though, before we quit?
I think the one thing that a lot of people probably don't understand about it, it says leadership, but it's not about leadership of being a manager. It's about leadership and helping other people become leaders. It's not developing followers, but developing other leaders. And sometimes you have to step back to understand what type of leader you are, what your passions are. So not to get it confused of being that this is the leadership program that's going to help you grow in your organization. It helps you grow as a person. So no matter what situation you're in, you know what leadership styles to relate to or where you should be and when you should step forward and when you should step back.
Now, see, when Denise is talking, Sonia, about this, and she's very clear that it's helping her grow as a person, understanding herself as a person, my question to you as a person who knows who is the program coordinator or program director, what do you call yourself? I'm sorry, what is your
I'm the chair of the curriculum.
Well, okay, you know what's going to be in each class.
Yes.
Definitely. This woman knows. Is Denise kind of correct in saying that it's herself that grows as a person, or is she going to be taught certain skills that she didn't know before throughout this year?
Denise is right on target, and you are too. The thing I think that makes this program unique is that you start by discovering who you are, because great leaders must know themselves first, because in a crisis, you have to go inside, because there's no pattern, no solution that you can practice, you know, copy. So you have to go inside. You have to be a strong leader inside. The other thing that we have is servant leadership is our base philosophy, which means you want to serve others first, and then you move forward as a leader. So then the third part is once you start learning about yourself, we give you a lot of practice and a lot of techniques. And we try not to just talk about them, but we throw you into situations that allow you to practice and understand where you're really good and where you might want to step back a little bit and practice some more.
Denise is nodding here.
Yes, I think the first simulation, the ER simulation, was the first one that was total chaos. And it just made you think about your life and go, I have to dig deep to figure out the situation and how to overcome these obstacles that have been put in front of me. And it wasn't until that simulation that you realize, wow, that's kind of my life almost every day. You
know? That's true. Yeah.
But then we were equipped with tools to help us get through that. And that's what made the big difference, was having the understanding and having a set of tools to help us move through that process.
So it's not they only throw you into the situation, but they do tell you how to cope with it.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Stokes.
I love what you just said, because this is a 3.5-hour simulation where they're thrown in, and I bet you it felt like 10 minutes, didn't it?
Yes.
Because it moves so fast. But that's life. And one of the things I would leave with you is, you know, when you look back on your life, you go, where did the time go? And what have I learned? And this is like a vitamin pill for people who really want to take control of their lives, not just their careers, and move forward in a productive way.
Well, the Multicultural Leadership Program seems to be so inclusive that anybody listening can think about it, go to the website, maybe do a search for Multicultural Leadership Program. It's in McLean County. It's inclusive, and they will be getting a new class next year, but they're just getting going with the class this year in a couple of weeks. But Denise, it sounds like you're doing a wonderful job and you're really growing already.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying it.
Well, I really thank you for being on WJBC today. Is there any last words that you'd like to make sure you say?
I would say if they're listening, take an opportunity to look at the website. Great information and a great program.
Thanks a lot, Denise.
Thanks.
And Sonia, you always have some words of wisdom to leave people with. What do you want to say?
I'd like to say that our dream is everyone finds the leader inside them. And if it's not this program, just keep looking and you will.
See, I told you she's always very, very wise. Thank you, Sonia, for being on the Broadview today, and also Denise Young. Student Denise Young, but also very well articulated about who she is, what she's becoming, and very much appreciative of the Multicultural Leadership Program. Thanks so much for being with us.